your head. Magic, would you that, Mike? Would that be good?
Thank you.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Am I talking too loud? Okay. Right, well, WellCare. Well, we've been there for a long time, and what we do is really support families. It doesn't have to be any particular families, it's all families. So we support families in general because we believe being a parent is one of the most difficult jobs there is. And as parents, we all need support all the time. Sometimes we're not able to ask for it and things get a bit too difficult. So we do things to support parents who have got specific difficulties as well. At WellCare, we run several different projects. We support families where the child in the family has got someone in prison. So it could be that little Johnny has come to live with his aunt and uncle because his mum is in prison and there was no one else to look after him. So he might have to leave his home and leave the north of England and come and live down south with a relative for a period of time. And there's a lot of children in the borough who are struggling because they've got a parent or someone very close to them, a brother or a sister, that have gone into prison, and that creates a lot of difficulties for them. So that's one of the things we do. We also support parents who have got mental health issues themselves to help them cope with the challenges of being a parent. So what we're doing is not dealing with their mental health as say, but we're dealing with how they manage to cope with looking after their children. So ultimately what we're interested in is being a good parent, how to parent better, and how to ensure that all our children have the best opportunities that they possibly can. We're very fortunate because we live in quite a lovely borough, but for lots of families in this borough, life isn't as rosy and as easygoing as it is for a lot of us. So that's why we're there and that's what we do. Our services generally are open to everyone. So parents come along because maybe they're studying, they're at university, and they haven't got a lot of money, so a lot of the activities and things we do will support them throughout the year. We have parents who come and volunteer with us because they're trying to get back into work and they need to think about what they do. We have parents who just come along because they're at home on their own and they're lonely. So it's lots of different reasons why parents come to us. The gifts that you have so kindly given to us will get used up this Christmas because we do a Christmas party, we do presents for all the families that we work with throughout the year who might not have as much spare cash to be able to provide Christmas gifts. So on behalf of Kingston WellCare and all our families, I would just like to say an enormous thank you. Your support each year is absolutely overwhelming. We couldn't survive all the things we do without your generous donations, so thank you very much. Just say that I'll be around after. If anybody wants to find out a bit more about what we do or get some information, I've brought some bits along, so please come and have a chat with me. If you know of any families that you think we could be supporting, could be helping, also please let me know. That would be really good. And on behalf of everyone, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and all the best for 2016. Thank you again.
So let's dedicate these gifts and let's dedicate the work of WellCare. Let us pray. Bless these gifts, Lord Jesus, that we have brought. We know that they will not sort out everybody's problems, but we hope that they will bring a little bit of happiness. That is our plan. And maybe, just maybe, relieve the stress a little. But we know that in the everyday ongoing work, we know that WellCare need more resources. And at this time of transition from grants to commissioning, we pray for your blessing on them. Strengthen their management. Bless all their workers. Thank you for all that Margie has shared with us today. We pray for those families for whom this Christmas season will be a challenging and a difficult time. And we thank you that there are organisations like WellCare that can maybe help a little. Bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord Jesus arrives, but before he does, there has been preparation. There have been the words of the prophets through the centuries, and then there is the ministry of encouraging people to turn their lives around that comes from John the Baptist. Susie, you're going to read this to us. Up you go. I can't remember what your surname is, Susie. Chung. Susie Chung will read this passage to us.
The reading is from Luke chapter 3, verse 7 to 18. The crowds of people came out to John to be baptized by him. "You snakes," he said to them, "who told you that you could escape from the punishment God is about to send? Do those things that will show that you have turned from your sins. And don't start saying among yourselves that Abraham is your ancestor. I tell you that God can take these stones and make descendants for Abraham. The ox is ready to cut down the trees at the root. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown in the fire." The people asked him, "What are we to do then?" He answered, "Whoever has two shirts must give one to the man who has none, and whoever has food must share it." Some tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what are we to do?" "Don't collect more than is legal," he told them. Some soldiers also asked him, "What about us? What are we to do?" He said to them, "Don't take money from anyone by force or accuse anyone falsely. Be content with your pay." People's hope began to rise, and they began to wonder whether John perhaps might be the Messiah. So John said to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming who is much greater than I am. I'm not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He has his winnowing shovel with him to thresh out all the grain and gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn the chaff in a fire that never goes out." In many different ways, John preached the good news to the people and urged them to change their ways. Amen.
Amen. So a series of practical, everyday, ordinary challenges that are response to this good news. So we're going to join together to pray. There's a bidding and a response, and we cry out, and the response, "Enough is enough." So let us pray. We pray for those who are living in war zones, in refugee camps, living on the streets of Kingston, protected only by cardboard. And we cry out, enough is enough. We pray for children who go to bed hungry, who wake up afraid, who live without hope. And we cry out, enough is enough. We pray for your world where there is indifference, complacency, and we cry out, enough is enough. We pray for those people who've lost their way. Those who are searching. Those who are asking, what can we do? And we cry out, enough is enough. And we pray for those that each of us individually has as a burden in our hearts and minds, our friends, family members. For those in pain, whether physical or mental pain, and we cry out, enough is enough. And we pray for ourselves. For we too have our burdens. And we cry out, enough is enough. Gracious God, bring all creation back to you. Embrace us afresh. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, we pray. Amen. So today, any loose cash in the offering, as is the same on Christmas Day, we give it away to cystic fibrosis research, and also we give you thanks, those of you who've remembered to bring back your wee houses with your bits of cash in those. If you brought the cash back, great, go and pick up your house and get back to it, we say. But now our offerings will be received.
Thank you.
no, 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 no. If your legs will let you, if your legs will let you, would you please stand? So the danger of the Christmas season is it becomes a sugary mush, and the challenge of the season is that actually it is that which changes our lives and calls us to offer all that we have and all that we are. So let us pray. We offer to you, O God, talents with music and with dance, with words of drama and words that advocate for others, and challenge each of us to live lives for that which we believe to be good and to be right. Help us to stay true to our values and to know that you will forgive us and pick us up when we fail, but that we will try. And may this money be spent wisely for the life of this church and also for research to bring to an end cystic fibrosis. And we thank you for memories of Anne-Marie Crump and all those other children who have died because of this disease. Bless them and us, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a seat.
Once upon a time, in a town called Nazareth, lived an ordinary girl. Mary was her name, and she was engaged to Joseph the carpenter. Suddenly an angel came, said you will have a baby boy, but don't be afraid. Savior, Son of God, the King of Kings, our salvation has a name. Jesus, Savior, precious Lord of everything, our whole world's about to change. Mary was confused, and Joseph was too. He thought, how could this be? 'Cause we're not married yet, and even if this is some miracle, why would he choose you and me? Then in a dream an angel came, said, Joseph, you should marry Mary. Don't be afraid, this child's the very Son of God. He is Jesus, Savior, Son of God, the King of Kings. Our salvation has a name. Jesus, Savior, precious Lord of everything, our whole world's about to change, and it will never be the same. On earth, glory to change.
So what will it mean for you? What will it mean for us? Going to sing our final song, which is Colours of Day, which if you, well, you've got to use the hymn book, number 572. So let us go gently and let us live well. Let us be a blessing to all those that we meet, trusting that God's heart is big enough to love, strengthen, and embrace us day by day. Amen.